After you give a presentation, do you usually feel it was quite successful? Or are you usually tormented by all the things you should have done or said differently? If your answer was the former, then this book might not be for you. Probably not because you're a good presenter, but because you might not be motivated to learn what you need to know about people to be a great presenter. I've given hundreds of presentations in my career, and I'm a pretty popular speaker. At times, I've been flattered with statements such as, "That was the best presentation I've ever attended," or, "I've never been so inspired by a presentation." And while I'm generally grateful for these kind words, I'm never satisfied. Although I usually think there were several aspects of my just-completed presentation that were quite good, I am my own worst critic. Maybe I'm too hard on myself. All I know is that practically before the presentation is over, I've already identified what needs to change. Besides presenting, I also teach others how to present. Sometimes, when I'm coaching someone, they'll say something like, "I'm not a great presenter," or, "I'm not any good at this," or even, "I just don't think I have it in me." My response to them is, "Good. Now I know that you have the humility and capability to be a great presenter. Because like any great artist or performer, great presenters are always striving to improve their performance. If you feel you know it all, there's nothing left to learn or improve. Every day around the world, millions of presentations are delivered. Some are great. Some are okay. And some are just downright boring. How much better would the world be? How much more inspired would your audiences be? And how much change could you make in the world if you improve the quality of your presentations? There are two sides to every presentation, the speaker and the listener. If you want to give a great presentation, then you need to understand the listener. The more you understand about how people think, react, and decide, the better able you'll be to create a presentation that informs, inspires, and motivates. When you learn about people, you learn how to better craft and deliver your presentations. It's not a matter of just giving people information. If you want to communicate effectively and persuasively, then you need to understand how people filter information and learn. Likewise, if you want people to remember, act on, and use what you are communicating, then you need to present your information in a way that matches how they think. In this book, we'll dive into key psychological techniques to ensure your presentations do just that. We'll cover progressive disclosure, a way of matching information you present to the way people think. You'll be able to structure your presentation to stop people from filtering, so they'll be more open to your ideas. And you'll learn techniques to overcome preconceived prejudices to help your audience view your ideas with an open mind. You'll learn all this and much, much more. If you are motivated to become the best presenter you can be, if you have a desire and a little bit of courage, you'll be able to improve your skills as a speaker and as a presenter. It doesn't take a lot of time, and it isn't difficult. By understanding a few key psychological concepts and applying them to your presentations, I guarantee that you will become an engaging and influential presenter. Are you ready?